We're back on the Sunrise Honda Kickoff Show presented by Arkansas State University as the Red Wolves finally get set for the GoDaddy.com Bowl here at Ladd Peoples Stadium against Kent State. We're joined by the offensive coordinator for A-State, Rhett Lashley, and the key word in all of that is finally. 36 days between games. I know you got a bunch of players and a bunch of coaches that are just finally ready to get out there.
No doubt. It's been a long time. 36 days, I guess, since we last played. And I know our guys are anxious to get out there, and hopefully we can pick up where we left off at the end of the regular season.
You mentioned that. I mean, you guys would have played the bowl game probably that Sunday after the middle game if you could. I mean, what a all three phases, really top to bottom, about as complete and dominating performance as you could have put on.
Yeah, you want to peak and play your best ball, you know, at the end of the year, and we were doing that, I really feel like. And, you know, now the only thing you worry about is, hey, it's been a long time. Is there going to be some rust and all that? But that's no excuse. We've had good practices. The guys have really prepared well. I know they're ready to play. Kent State's up against the same thing. It's been a long time since they played too. So it's going to come down to those little things that sometimes you lose when you have a lot of time off. Penalties, turnovers, you know, just the finer points of execution. We got to make sure we shore that up and to have a chance to win today.
You kind of seen your old guys, the Applins, Stockamers, and that bunch. I mean, can you tell they went through this same gap getting ready for this bowl game last year and sort of knew how to pace themselves in the gap in between?
Yeah, and I also think you can tell that they're seniors and they know this is their last ball game, and they've got a lot to prove. They want to win the bowl game for the school. They want to win it for themselves, and they want to cap this season off the right way, get the 10th win, and hoist that trophy at the end of the day.
Well, how do you go about doing that from an offensive standpoint? Obviously, Kent State lives and dies off creating turnovers. What have they done that's made them so successful there?
This is a really, really good defense. They're just really well coached. They got a lot of juniors and seniors, so they're a lot like probably some having a bunch of Applins and Stocks and guys, but they got about 8 or 9 of them on defense. Guys that have played together a long time, they know the scheme. They don't beat themselves. You're right. They force turnovers. They're the best in the country at that. They don't give up big plays, and they stop the run. And that's what you got to do to win. They do a really good job of that. And so what we've got to do is what we were doing at the end of the year. We don't turn the football over. We had some big plays, and we were able to run the football.
Do you feel like maybe everybody else thinks there's a bigger adjustment on you than maybe you think getting ready for this game as you take over sole responsibility of the play calling?
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I've called it before plenty of times. I've been involved in every game we've called this year at a high level, and we got a good staff. We got the same good players on the field, and I got no doubt that we'll get it done as a team.
How's obviously you've been burning the candle at both ends a little bit in these 5 weeks in between. Kind of talk about what that's been like for you personally here, the time between the middle game and finally getting ready for tonight.
Been a long time, a lot of change, a lot of things have happened in the last 35, 36 days. But at the end of the day, my sole focus is on trying to send these seniors and this team out the right way, get the bowl win for the school, cap off the season the right way, and they're going to get my best.
Thanks for the visit. Good luck out there.
Hey, appreciate it.
Rhett Lashley, our guest on the Sunrise Honda Kickoff Show. We'll have more from Mobile after this timeout. Red Wolves football will continue in a moment.